So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and light workers. And my next guest is so interesting. She's joining me from Northern California, where it's a little bit chilly today. And she helps women stand up taller, and she helps people express themselves in a bigger way. So welcome, Erin Sum.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Erica.
Yeah. So how can you help someone with something like confidence? It seems like such an intangible.
Yeah, well, and it feels intangible too, because it's hard to see the confidence versus not being confident. But, you know, I really do an inside out approach for the woman who has those limiting beliefs and those gremlins inside of her that's telling her she's not good enough, that's telling her she needs to learn all the things before she puts it out there, that it has to be perfect. You know, she has all these beliefs that are stopping her from moving forward in her business and in her life and from dreaming big. You know, I do a lot of work around vision too, because that really has a lot to do with, you know, our confidence as well. If we can't see ourselves being bigger and successful, that steals our confidence as well.
I love it. You know, one of the things for me that I've noticed is that when I just have little successes, if I stop and kind of like acknowledge them, mm-hmm. It seems like sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves, you know, like it seems like we never are happy with whatever we have.
yeah and you know, we look at our things, like, for since we're entrepreneurs, we look at our to-do list and there's always more on the to-do list than we got done, right? And that steals our confidence because we beat ourselves up about it. Why didn't I get all these things done? You know, I only got these things done.
Well, you know, you told me, you sneaked in our pre-chat, that you did weekly live recordings last year for mm-hmm. 2 different businesses.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about sort of the courage to do a live video experience, and then a little bit about what that did in your businesses.
Yeah, well, so let me just say that I used to be very, very shy. So I didn't just come out and start being, you know, I wasn't confident to start with when I started my businesses years ago. And so I did a lot of work around that. And so, you know, when I first started doing videos 4 or 5 years ago, I wasn't too confident. You can go back and look at my old videos and they're, you know, I'm not sure of myself. I'm much more quiet and reserved and just doing a lot of practicing on that, right? I did a lot of recorded videos first, and then Facebook Live came out before I started doing those. And doing an interview is so much different than just doing a quick video where I'm teaching something. So that was very scary.
Yeah, an interview, I love doing interviews myself. As you can imagine. So, as a result of doing lives, what was that? What did that bring to your business? What did that help do? How did that help you?
Yeah, well, it definitely gave me a lot more exposure. I guess, you know, I was seen by a lot more people, because not only my people were seeing them, but the guests' people were seeing them as well. So a lot more exposure for sure, and visibility for me and my business.
It gave me
more confidence as well, because I got used to interviewing people and being in that role versus just speaking about my stuff.
So what's up for you in 2018? What are you looking at for your visioning for like a year from now?
Ooh, so much stuff. I am going to have my very first retreat this year for women entrepreneurs. So it's going to be a couple of days of confidence building and really looking at self-worth and value and you know, what the value that they bring into the world, and really, really eliminating some of those limiting beliefs and gremlins in their life.
I love it. You know, I did my first like all day VIP thing mm-hmm. this year mm-hmm. and helping people at that calibration is so rewarding. It's like, it seems like it's for them, but doesn't it give you so much when you're helping people at that deep of a level?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I just feel so amazing when I hear people say, oh my gosh, this is what I created because of your support. You know, it just really lights me up and fires me up when I hear the changes that have been made.
So a lot of my audience, I basically, you know, it's a show for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. So it seems like this showing up bigger or this being willing to shine. Mm-hmm. What are some things someone can do to start really that shift of being willing to be seen or being willing to stand out in a crowd?
Yeah, well, you know, there's lots of things you can do. And a lot of times we think that we need to take these giant leaps and we get so scared to take these big leaps that we don't do anything at all. And I always tell people that you can just take a tiny little baby step. You'll probably still be scared to do it, but you're not going to be terrified,
right?
You know, as you would be if you're taking a big leap. So think about what scares you and what can you do that's just a tiny little baby step outside your comfort zone, because taking lots of little baby steps will build up to big changes over time. So do something that's just outside your comfort zone to start to get comfortable doing that so that you can build up to doing bigger things.
That is awesome. Thank you for that information and inspiration. Erin, how can we reach you and how can we find out more about your retreat?
Yes. So you can find me on Facebook. You can friend request me. I'm the only Erin Sum, so I'm easy to find. you can go to the Confident Woman Community with Erin Sum on Facebook as well. There's a group. Come and join our group. And I have a freebie as well. It's called 7 Secrets to Lasting Confidence for More.
Awesome. I'm so glad you could come. And I'm going to go ahead and make sure to put that link right on the website. Thank you.